If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us on Biz Talk Radio. And it is Frankie Boyer. And do check out Frankie Boyer, the Frankie Boyer Show on Facebook. And just pop over. We're redoing it and give me a like. I would appreciate it. Thanks so much for that. Well, last night was the 89th. Academy Awards, and you all know by now that there were a couple of major flubs. One was, of course, the end of the show. Oh my gosh, joining me, who we love when he comes on because he is, you know, a pop culture guru himself and very much into pop culture, is Mark Goldman. And he is a partner with GoldmanMcCormick.com. And Mark, welcome. It's always wonderful to have you with us. So,
absolutely.
Oscars.
A wonderful pleasure.
Oscars 2017. Well, can I just tell you my thoughts? Because.
Please.
First of all, I thought, and I'm not a big Jimmy Kimmel fan. I think he's
I
think he's very funny. No, I mean, it's not that I don't like him, I'm just not watching him. I watch him occasionally. I don't watch every
right.
night. So I just want to make that. I'm not like...
Same here.
Yeah. But I do appreciate him. I thought he absolutely rocked it. I thought he nailed it. I thought he was the best. One of the better presenters in years. And
I agree with you.
I laughed out loud.
I agree with you. I don't have to watch his show every night, but when I do, it's a real treat, and he's a funny, down-to-earth guy.
Yeah, and I laughed out loud. I thought he did a great job. I thought it's too bad that the end of the Oscars really and truly kind of messed up the rest of the show, because I really...
Absolutely, 100%.
I think that it's going to overshadow what really happened, and it was just crazy. So... For those of you that
imagine,
did not...
You know what, I think you got to just explain to your audience exactly
yes.
what happened.
Okay,
can you
so,
imagine if they did not do it and just went on about their business?
Oh my gosh. First of all, there was also another faux pas. One of the producers is still alive that was mentioned in memoriam. That
wow.
producer is still alive. She's still alive. Anyway, so what happened was... Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty came out to celebrate the anniversary of Bonnie and Clyde.
Right.
And I thought Faye looked pretty good. And I thought Warren, I was a little concerned about Warren, to be honest, the way he walked out. I don't know why, but I kind of did.
Right.
So they were joking around. And you could see there was a tremendous amount of hesitation as Warren Beatty was reading the winner for the best picture.
Right.
And he like looked to the left, He looked at Emma Stone, looked to the right, and you could see there something was not right. You could see that there was either, it was either a blank, for me, I thought it was blank. I thought he was dealing with a blank page. That was my right. first initial thought. Oh my gosh, the envelope was empty. There's nothing on that paper. And then he gives it, he hands it off because he doesn't know what to do. Hands it off to Faye Dunaway. Faye Dunaway takes it and reads what it said. It said La La Land, but it was Emma's award-winning Oscar for Best Actress envelope. And the envelopes were switched. Price Waterhouse has egg on their face. Never happened in the history, in the history of the Academy Awards. And
you know, I got to be honest. I got to throw my two cents in and say, I think it's ridiculous how these award shows, I mean, year after year, mess up over and over again. If it's a lip sync thing, if it's a wrong, award,
I don't get
how they get these wrong.
Yeah. So in the middle of this whole fiasco, La La Land runs up on stage. I mean, more people than you could ever imagine in La La Land on stage, screaming and crying and happy, and they're thanking. They do the thank you speeches, Mark.
Wow.
They did their thank
Crazy.
You speeches, and then Jimmy Kimmel had to come out and say, and Warren Beatty, actually, it was the director of La La, the one of the people from La La Land that said, "Oh my gosh, there's been a mistake. The best picture belongs to Moonlight," and everybody was like, "What? Is this a joke?" And he's like, "No, this isn't
a joke." I thought it was a big joke when they did that.
Yeah. Everyone thought it was a big joke. And so then Moonlight comes on, and then Warren Beatty explains what happened, and the rest was history. But the night was, I thought, one of the more... I have a friend who lives on the West Coast, and we were texting and calling during commercial breaks. What did you think of the commercials that were designed from receipts that four directors, award-winning directors, had to put together a short film?
You know what? I don't remember that commercial offhand. The one commercial that stood out for me the most was the New York Times one. Did you happen to see that?
The New York Times, yes, it's brilliant. Cadillac got a lot of flack for their commercial.
Right.
Lot of flack. And New York Times, it was already tweeted by the president what they need to do to set the record straight and get rid of the silly commercial.
Right.
But
you know what? I thought it was a good commercial.
Right. What they did was they had a contest with four directors, and all they gave them was a receipt from Walmart. And or was it Target? Isn't that interesting? I can't remember enough. It was Walmart or Target's or Targets.
Mm.
But they gave them a receipt, and they had to create a short film with the receipt. And it was bananas and batteries. And it was interesting. That was an interesting take. I don't think people quite got it. I know that a lot of people didn't get that. Now, the other thing that I thought was really fun was they dropped the candy from the rafters in little parachutes.
Oh, I agree.
Very fun. They were.
You know what?
He
definitely just added his sense of humor and added some humor, which is desperately needed in these award shows today.
Oh, absolutely. And then what he also did, which was really fun, was they took a tour bus.
Right.
Oh, tell them about that. That was, I thought, one of the most brilliant yet.
Yeah, so I don't know if it was pre-planned or how it was.
No. It was not pre-planned. I mean, they just brought these people that were not, yeah.
They took a tour bus. I guess this bus was going around the city, seeing some various actors and actresses, and it stopped at the award ceremony. And they came in, and there was an engagement, and there was this African-American gentleman who was fantastic, and he was going up to everybody, shaking their hands, and wow, what fun it was. It was so fun.
Let me tell you about that guy Gary and his fiance, which Denzel Washington went up and said, said, I pronounce you man and wife and husband and wife, and you can kiss the bride. And Walmart is giving them a bunch of gifts, wedding gifts. They're going to supply their wedding gifts. And all the teams in Chicago, they were from Chicago, all the teams from Chicago opened up, and they took selfies with all of the winners. And she's like, oh, my God, that's my favorite actor.
It was great when he said, oh, who's your favorite actor? And you know, she's like, she's like, right there.
He's right Denzel. There. Denzel. And he got up. I thought, really brilliant. What I didn't understand was, in a show that ran so long, how they could have built in that kind of time, which is so valuable, as you know, in the Oscars, cutting people off from the speeches, but doing a shtick like that. I don't know. I thought it was great. Now, one thing that I don't know, did they stop doing the humanitarian award? Because I didn't see it last night. Did they stop doing it?
You know what? I to be honest, I just couldn't stay up that late. But overall, I give them I think an A minus overall.
Oh, I absolutely. Hey, thanks so much for coming on and talking fun stuff of the Oscars, Mark Goldman, partner
Absolutely.
At Goldman McCormick.
If you want
McCormick.
More fun stuff, check out goldmanmccormick.com.
Thanks so much, and we will be back in just a moment right here on BizTalk Radio. This is Frankie Boyer, and you're listening to us on BizTalk Radio, biztalkradio.com.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off to my city, off to my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet.
Protect your teeth naturally with Silver Soul Tooth Gel. Nestled in the foothills of the majestic Rocky Mountains, American Biotech Labs LLC is determined to serve you. Our Silver Soul technology is a patented technology that will forever change the nano silver market. One of our company goals is to bring to you nano silver products that are affordable, powerful, and yet as gentle and natural as the earth we live in. Enter in code Frankie30 at checkout to receive 30% off of your order at ablsilver.com. Once again, that code is Frankie30 to receive 30% off of your order. Visit ablsilver.com today. These products are dietary supplements. These products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please consult a qualified medical professional for information, diagnosis, or treatment of such diseases.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. And my next guest, this is such a fascinating book, by the way. Cannibalism. Yes, you heard me correctly. A Perfectly Natural History. And joining us today is Bill Shute, a research associate at the American Museum of Natural History. And this book is so intriguing. And it looks at our evolution and the biology of cannibalism. And he's surveying cutting-edge information that's never been in one place before. And Professor, welcome to the program. It is so nice to have you with us.
Very nice to be here, Frankie. It's shut, by the way, like shut the door.
I'm sorry, shut.
No problem.
Okay. Professor Shut, let's talk about the five myths about human cannibalism.
Okay. So, do you have some there in front of you?
I do. Myth number one, cannibalism was never practiced in the West.
Well, that's not true, and that was a real surprise to me, especially given the taboo, the Western taboo that we have. And I think that was probably started with the ancient Greeks and moved on through the Romans and folks like Shakespeare and Sigmund Freud and on and on and on until you got this, until you got the taboo that we have today. And so I was really surprised to see that cannibalism, medicinal cannibalism, that is, was so prevalent throughout Europe for hundreds of years, beginning in the Middle Ages, extending through the Renaissance, and right up into the beginning of the 20th century. Body parts were used, skulls, bones.
Yeah, blood.
Any type of guts that you could think of were used for just about every type of medicinal purpose that you can conceive of.
Blood was used as a treatment for epilepsy. It was, that was what they did.
Sure.
So can you do me a favor and give us what exactly defines cannibalism, though?
I define cannibalism as consumption of the same species. So if you're eating a body part, or if you're eating the dead and they belong to your species, then that's cannibalism. Even if some people might consider it scavenging, if you're eating a dead body, if it belongs to your species, that's cannibalism. Extremely widespread throughout the animal kingdom. That was the other major surprise that I ran into when I started working on this book.
Yeah, the whole subject is so fascinating, and I know that we cringed as a country, Professor, when we heard about the young men that survived the plane crash in the movie and in the book Alive, who I've interviewed,
sure.
The doctor, and you know, it was just what they had to do to survive.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's really difficult conditions. But it is, that is a natural response to extreme starvation. I did cover survival cannibalism, things like the Donner Party and some of the famines that took place across the world. But what was most surprising to me were the instances that you don't think of when you hear the word cannibalism. You either think of criminal cannibalism, Jeffrey Dahmer and his ilk, or survival cannibalism. But the ritual cannibalism that went on in the world for all sorts of different reasons, and the medicinal cannibalism, to me, was the most fascinating because it was the least well known.
Mm-hmm. There's another myth. Cannibalism does not take place today.
Yeah, I believe that ritual cannibalism, as practiced by indigenous groups, is probably something of the past, especially because of the influence of Western culture. The first thing that we do when we go into the anthropologists or missionaries, or the first thing that we tell these people when we encounter that sort of thing is, you've got to stop that. This is just not appropriate. And in many instances, the indigenous cultures that Westerners encountered were just as mortified to hear that we were burying our dead as we were, as Westerners were to heard about, to hear about the fact that they were consuming their loved ones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think for the most part, cannibalism is not something that takes place in a widespread manner now. The last vestiges of medicinal cannibalism, from what I can see, are a small group of people who believe that by consuming the placentas, that they're getting a medical benefit from that.
I've heard about that as well. And, I've heard stories about that. And you say that in hipster neighborhoods from Brooklyn to San Francisco, a growing number of mothers believe that the placenta consumption provides postpartum health benefits. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Kind of interesting. They think, if you have the baby blues, for example, they think that this somehow levels out the hormone drop that women experience. And that also there might be an analgesic effect, pain-killing effect.
So I have to ask you, this book is just filled with so much facts and information. What was it that grabbed you and said, okay, it's controversial, but I'm going to do this book anyway?
Sure. Well, my first book, Dark Banquet, Blood and the Curious Lives of Blood-Feeding Creatures, demystified blood feeding. And so, I'm someone who studied vampire bats for my PhD at Cornell, so this was not a real stretch to me to move
yes.
in and look at this phenomenon. And in both instances with cannibalism, which I thought was a great, I thought it was a perfect follow-up. In both of these instances, I found that there was a lot of sensational matter out there. There were books that were just pure sensationalism. There are other words, but I won't use them.
Right.
And,
right.
And gore fests. And on the other side, there were these academic books that were dense and written for specialists. And there was not really a lot in the middle. So the niche that I've been able to work myself into, and I'm extremely thrilled to be able to do this, is to take a subject like blood feeding or cannibalism and to pull the jargon out of it and to approach it from the point of view of a zoologist, make it entertaining, and in some instances, try to insert some humor. There's certainly a lot of human suffering that takes place in this book, and so that's not the place for humor. But I believe
right.
that there are, to keep it light, I'm looking to educate an audience that might not read a book on cannibalism because they think, well, this is either garbage or it's just
mm-hmm.
density.
Yeah, right. What was the most surprising piece of research that you found out? Oh, I can't believe we're out of time.
Well, the fact that it was so that it happened so frequently as far as medicinal cannibalism in Europe, that was the biggie for me.
I bet. How can people find out more about you, Professor, the book, and all the work that you're doing? Because this is really, this is a page-turner.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I wish we did have more time. It's my website is billshutt.com. I'm also on Twitter and Facebook, Bill Shutt Author. And the book is out there wherever books are sold.
We'll contact you to do another segment or a couple, because there's just so much we didn't get into, and it's really fascinating, especially animals and the survival of their future, what they have to practice. So we'll be back in just a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned, Biz Talk Radio.
See how they glisten.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione, but as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically, so it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and we now are joined by New York Times bestselling author Ellen Hopkins, and she's the author of 11 young adult novels, as well as the adult novels Triangle, Collateral, and Love Lives Beneath. And she is with us today. She has also founded a nonprofit youth housing and resource initiative, and we will talk a little bit to her about that. Her new book is out. It's called The You I've Never Known. And Ellen, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, you've been called the best-selling living poet in the country. Over 4 million books in print, and many of them being number one in the New York Times bestsellers list. How fabulous for you.
Oh, yeah, it's been kind of quite the journey. It's kind of a convoluted journey because, you know, nothing's ever in a straight line, but here I am, and it's pretty great. Yeah.
Tell us about the newest book.
The newest book is called The You I've Never Known. It's about a girl whose father has moved her around the country for 14 years, never really settling in any one spot, which is something she's always wanted, to have a real home. And finally they do. They settle into a little town in California. She's been in the same school for a whole year. She has made friends. She has love interests. And she's kind of figuring that she knows who she is at this point. And then she discovers that her entire life was based on a lie.
It's a question that you pose, which is a real interesting question, is how do you live your life if your past is based on a lie?
Well, it's, you know, especially when as a young person, that's what you're looking for, is for who you are anyway, to then, you know, have your whole foundation shaken up like that. It's pretty dang hard.
Yeah, it really is. It very much is. You write your books for young adults. You started this initiative. Tell us what it is about young adults and why you want to reach out to them.
I think, well, first of all, they are the future, and without a solid, healthy generation, our future is pretty shaky. And I think that by writing books that can show them maybe better ways, better choices to make, or at least possible outcomes to poor choices, that hopefully I'm directing them in a more positive way on the purely day-to-day basis. I think there are a lot of kids that don't have the resources that could help them become the best they could be or go as far as they want to go, which is why we established a nonprofit, was to help kids get into college that maybe would not have another way into college.
I think it's so interesting that last night, Moonlight, that finally won for Best Picture at the end of the night after the debacle and the mess, but they did win. But the story is very much about, you know, rising above. And, you know, I've interviewed so many people through the years that have had such rotten beginnings, and they have been able to just go ahead and live their lives with such profound meaning and really make changes that are huge changes in their lives in every way, shape, and form. And so I think we're very resilient, and I think that when you reach out to a child, and for me, I was very fortunate. I had a guidance counselor that was just the sweetest thing you could ever imagine in high school. She really got me. And she was able to sit down and talk to me and relate to me and made me feel comfortable. And I didn't feel so alone and so overwhelmed with life, you know. And so if we can just have what you're doing and be a mentor or in some way show the world, as Moonlight did last night, that, you know, you can come from lousy, crappy beginnings, but that's not going to dictate how it ends.
Right, and that's one thing, because I have, you know, I have a pretty wide social media network, and a lot of kids come to me. Sometimes I feel like the Dear Abby of YA literature, you know, because they know, that I care enough about them and what they're going through to write books that represent that, but also that I don't judge. There's no judgment to what I write. It's just showing stories of kids just like themselves, or like their next-door neighbors or the ones across the street, whoever. And a lot of that is about coming out the other side of these kind of, sometimes they're really horrific childhoods. And one thing I always tell them is that the past will always inform your future, but it doesn't have to define it. So you can come through, you know, abuse, you can come through addiction, you can come through a lot of these issues that touch their lives, and you can be okay on the other side.
I love that. It's true, though. It really is true. Would you say that this new story that you've written, The You I've Never Known, is very similar?
Oh, it is. And this story, by the way, is inspired by a real story in my life, a chapter in my life, which is that my ex-husband, 3 weeks after we divorced, he kidnapped our 3-year-old daughter out of daycare, and I lost her for 3 years. Not 14, but 3. And so we had a journey to reconnect, to become mom and daughter again. And we have. We're very close now, but it was hard at first, very difficult at first. But now we're best friends. We do stuff together. We have families that play together, you know. So it's certainly possible.
Yeah, I think that young people today, it concerns me that when I was walking the other day, it was so beautiful out, so gorgeous out, and it was, you know, it's unheard of temperature here in Boston, and I had little Leo, the English Cocker that I walk, and he's just so cute, but he's little, you know, he's a little dog, he's not a big dog, and we were out and about in Faneuil Hall, and there were young people walking, looking at their phone, texting, and not looking where they're going, and I had to like 3 or 4 times say, excuse us, they didn't even realize there was a dog underfoot, you know, and I'm trying to be aware of crowded areas and not take him there, but, you know, sometimes you just can't help it. But it saddened me that this gorgeous day with so many people in their short sleeves and everybody talking and enjoying this weather and the environment around us, and they were, you know, there they were stuck in their handheld devices, texting like crazy.
Yeah, that it's definitely an issue. I actually believe at some point we're going to come out the other end of that, because I know for me, when social media first came on, it was like with the politics and stuff, there's an addictive value to it. But I also get tired of it, and I think young people are going to be the same way, because you can't have real relationships via text message. You know, you can't have real friendships when you're not talking to somebody and looking them in the eye and having a one-on-one conversation. And I think they're going to become hungry for that. I really do. I think it's semi-new, not real new, but it's semi-new. I mean, personally, we're raising 3 young grandchildren in this house again, and they don't have phones at this point. They don't have video games. We only let them be online a little bit. And that's kind of a parental thing. I know it's hard when they're teenagers because they're out, but to encourage, you know, real activities and real friendship, I think it's a vital thing for parents to do, especially when kids are younger, as they're growing into it, you know?
Yeah, I think so. Tell me how the initiative that you've started, how that works.
How it started originally was that we would invite either kids aging out of foster, or maybe that somehow the system. The German Shepherd's going off because apparently there's something outside that interested them.
Yes.
But we would invite them to resources for housing, for food, whatever kind of resources as far as other places that we knew that they could go if they needed things. We would give them the information that they would need, and we would help them fill out FAFSA forms. We would help them get into college here locally. So it's a local thing.
Yeah.
It's
wonderful.
A local thing, but we have taken kids from other places as well. So it's
good
just,
for you.
Yeah.
That's very cool, Ellen Hopkins, and congratulations, the You I've Never Known. And what's your website? How can people find out more about you? It's ellenhopkins.com?
Yep, that's it. And you can find me out there, to my email, social media, and all that stuff there. Absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks so much for being with us today. And
thank you.
Congratulations on the new book. We'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to us on Biz Talk Radio. And check out the Frankie Boyer Show on Facebook. And we'll be right back.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's XLEAR.com. Now go wash your nose.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. Okay. Here on Biz Talk Radio, it's time to talk the face, the face, the face, the face. Joining us is, of course, New Beauty Magazine editor-at-large and National Morning Show contributor and Doctor to the Stars, revealing last night's biggest faces that were natural looking, maybe some that weren't so. What are the biggest trends that are happening right now? And joining us is Sarah Eggenberger, and you can see her on the Today Show and Extra, and of course our doctor, Julius Few. And welcome to both of you. And by the way, you just have to say it, just love it, love it, love it. And so. What were some of the biggest, Doctor? I'm going to start with you. Whose face did you see last night at the Academy Awards that you were maybe pleased and one that you were not so pleased?
Well, Frankie, first of all, good morning. I have to confess, especially to you, I may be biased because I helped some of those faces, but I think that without naming a specific face, I think the biggest thing we saw on the red carpet especially was amazing, beautifully dressed women who did not have a lot of makeup on. And part of that, I think, is related to a newer FDA-approved filler called Restylane Define and Refine, which was specifically designed to treat around the mouth, in particular the laugh lines, but to do it in a way that when somebody smiles or talks or laughs, it looks
yes.
natural.
Can I just tell you that I just had it done last week?
You are an innovator. That's what I'm going to say, because it's a...
time in years, and I'm not kidding, they did it to build up my upper cheek, and I have my beautiful jawline back, and I also, it lifted in such a natural way my jawline, who would have ever thunk it, and gave me back my cheekbones. It was just, I just can't believe, and no one would know if they saw me on the street. No one would know, because it's so subtle and so profound at the same time.
Well, and that's the beauty. I mean, you're a living, breathing example of it. And you know,
oh yeah. So I have to I have to also say, because you know and I know, Sarah, that most of the women there do not have flawless skin the way that they did. They were all, and even Dakota Channing, who I thought looked terrible last night, by the way, did not look, I didn't like her hair, I didn't like her dress, I, you know, her vintage jewels from Cartier were exquisite, but it just didn't work for me. Nothing else worked. But she said she was sprayed, airbrushed. And so I think it's real for people to know that that's, you know, their skin is beautiful in many cases, but you know, who doesn't look great with a good spraying, let's face it, airbrushing?
Absolutely, yes, because that can conceal a lot of blemishes. And what we did find when we talked to different makeup artists, and you may be using this too, Frankie, because it seems like you are on top of all things beauty, is Dermaflash. Have you worked with Dermaflash before?
No.
You've tried that? So it's a new tool. I'm so glad we finally stumped you. It's a tool that uses an edge, which is similar to a blade, and it helps to get rid of all those dead skin cells, but also that fine.
Oh, I have done it. I've done it. I did it with, yes, I have had it done. It's cutting edge and fabulous. And by the way, what we're talking about, and I just have to say this because a lot of men are listening. Do not think for one moment, men, do not think for one moment that these procedures are not for you, because the doctor will tell you he has male clients that are coming in regularly.
Absolutely. Yeah, Frank, I couldn't have said it better. It's absolutely true, and it's probably the biggest growing trend is having more men coming in for these treatments because they're much more natural, as you pointed out.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So,
seen it go a little more mainstream. I mean, we saw Tim McGraw was on Instagram getting a manicure last night. And so they're also starting to come out a little bit more. I mean, that's a country singer, right? Rough and Tough, and they're showing that they're even getting manicures. And so I do think that the visibility between seeing these services become available for women and for men, it's happening because everyone wants to look their best.
And,
right. And
actually, frankly, even if we look at lasers, which was a big ticket for kind of the celebs getting ready, because now more than ever we can do laser treatments with a laser like the newer device called Halo, which allows for treatment of both the deep part of the skin, the top part of the skin, in one treatment, almost like a science fiction movie. And in literally a couple of days, we can see a fairly dramatic improvement in the texture of the skin, pore size, and so on.
Wow. So there is just a treatment, you would have to say, Sarah, and a procedure, doctor, for every budget and every person listening, depending on, you know, what your resources are. But these procedures are affordable and reasonable in many cases. And no, we're not going to have the resources of the celebrities. And in many cases, they don't even pay for a lot of the services. But, you know, it doesn't take a lot of money. It takes some resources, yes, of course, but it doesn't take a lot of money to make sure that you look your best. And,
yes,
you know, it really doesn't, you know, there's so much. And if you, where are we going for more information for both of you, please? We're almost out of time. Boy, that was fast.
Well, I know, it did go fast. It was a great conversation, Frankie. A couple of different things, too. And to that point of, you know, how to get that red carpet look in your own bathroom is also you can use products like Exuviance, their performance peel, AP25. It uses alpha and polyhydroxy acids.
Okay, we're almost out of time. What's the best website for more information, please, guys?
Okay, go to newbeauty.com. You can also check out Exuviance.com. You can go to Dermaflash.com, get 15% off. We put in promo code Spring 2017. The Few Institute for Dr. Julius Few is another website you can go to, or the New Beauty Magazine on newsstands.
Awesome. Thank you both very much. And thank you, Doctor, for making those stars look so, so, so fabulous. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always,
though your heart is aching, your mind is breaking. When there are
sky you get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.